Sorry, Gina Ford. I think it's best to gather all the advice given, do your own research, and then chuck it all away and give yourself time to figure out a way that works for you and your family. Ultimately, we all have the same goal, to bring up a generation of children who are confident, happy, and loved. So let's not bash the people doing their hardest to achieve that. Let's empower each other and show support. That's what I've been doing online, mostly. I've also been playing around with Snapchat filters, and I hope to continue that philosophy here while detailing my own take on motherhood. I want to focus on certain aspects of being a mother, share my thoughts on it, and open up conversations for other women who might be experiencing something similar. I'm a real mum and I care about other women. I want us all to feel unified and supported, not isolated and alone, or defensive over the choices we've made in case someone tells us we're wrong. A health visitor once said to me, "We do what we have to do to get through it." Buddy was only days old and Buzz was going through a sleep regression. I'd confessed, it even sounds like a sin, that me and Tom were sleeping in different rooms so that Buzz could be in with one of us and not disrupt Buddy. It meant that we could all get some sleep, but it wasn't ideal. I expected her to warn me about creating a rod for my own back, but she didn't. Instead, she said what I needed to hear. More than that, she meant it. I felt much more confident in the choices we were making after that. Our words affect others. We can use them to strengthen or to belittle and crush.